This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 8 for Friday, August 7th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are largely steady on Friday due to weakness in Chicago oil, but strength in a lower Canadian dollar. The November canola contract is up 10 cents at $489.90 per ton. The January contract is unchanged at $495.70 per ton. Currently, the loonie is at 74.65 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 75.23. In other edible oils, European rapeseed is lower, but Malaysian palm oil is higher. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports for 2019-20 exceed 10.1 million tons for an increase of more than 9% compared to 2018-19. Domestic usage is nearly 10.4 million tons, up almost 7.5% over the previous year. A trader says the coming week could be a volatile one for canola and the markets. On Wednesday, the USDA releases its August supply and demand report, which will provide a good look as to how things are shaping up. Also, the major U.S. growing areas are in need of rain, especially for soybeans. Presently, almost 34% of the Midwest is dry, with little rain in the forecast. Despite ongoing animosity between the United States and China, the USDA reports a private sale today for 456,000 tons of soybeans to China. Delivery is to be during the 2020-21 marketing year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The September contract is down 9 cents at $8.66 per bushel. September soy oil is down almost 4-tenths of a cent at 30.85 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is down $1.20 at $282 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Friday, with the September contract down 3.5 cents at $3.08 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to lower, with the September contract down a quarter cent at $2.74. Wheat futures are lower on Friday. Chicago September is down 6 at 495.5. Kansas City September is down 2 at 415.5. And with a final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September is down 2 at 494. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, August 7th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.